me, run with the words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello everyone, my name is Pastor Chaco Varghese. Thank you for listening, Words of Eternal Life. And I am not sure how many of the listeners have any questions. And you can always email to me. My email address is PR, P like Peter, R like Robert, dot C like Charlie, H A C K O V like Victor, at gmail.com. And at the moment, my address is 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, T-E-R-R, in short, Parkland, P-A-R-K-L-A-N-D, Florida 33076. And I will have a new address in the P.O. box very soon. Also, a registration working on non-for-profit organization. Now, I never give too much attention to money, because God is a giver of all the good gifts. I spend the money I make in my job, which I was a clinician and doctor of pharmacy. I worked throughout my life, America, I served this country. I educated here my higher studies, a 5-year bachelor and a doctor of pharmacy. And then God called me at the time for the ministry of gospel of Jesus Christ. Even though I was a youth pastor and appointed by my church in America, I continue working on the side full time and ministering at least 2 to 3 days, mostly weekends, in the field of Jesus Christ. I was a pastor supporter, youth pastor, evangelist. When finally God asked me to go to the world and preach to the world, I have had a battle with my opinions, and I argued with God and His Spirit more than a year, until God came over me and really started punishing me. And He told me, I really want you. I need you. I need you. And I made hundreds of excuses. All my excuses, I have no answer. At the end, I had to surrender myself and my children and my whole family. Obeying God is more than anything else. At the end, I rejoice. I am extremely happy. I am ministering the scripture, the living word of God. My goal is I am not interested in any money. As I said, all these years, I was serving God, supporting ministries overseas as an Assemblies of God ordained minister. I support African ministries, building churches, building Bible schools, educating Africans, also at the moment India, persecuted Christians. I support from my own earning income. If you would kindly support us, send your support to Life Eternal Ministries, we will definitely have you tax deductible receipts. But my ministry, as I said, I didn't consider money as an issue, because God has been giving me enough to support to do my work. At this point today, I'm thinking it need more to do, more to help the people suffering in India, in Africa, maybe many other countries. Voice of Martyrs. We support this ministry, support Voice of Martyrs. We support ministry, support African ministries. This ministry support ministries in India and people being persecuted by the government and Hinduism today in India. thousands are dead, many are persecuted and killed and lost their property, their homes and everything. Today, they ultimately, they false witness against a Christian and take them to the court and put two people against them. They lie about their ministry or say they tried to convert them to Christianity. They put them in jail. We have so many pastors in jail. We try to help support or get them bail to get them out of the jail and give them some financial to get them bail out. So anybody can help us in this, please think and pray about it. I want to continue. Jesus Christ is the only one who can redeem us from our sin and death. I just made a message. This message will come to you after the first message I said about eternal salvation. Right now, the Lord Jesus is our eternal Redeemer. Death has been ruling over us ever since Adam sinned until Moses. Death ruled over us until God has given a commandment to Moses and laws and regulations how one can be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, by the sacrifice and offerings. And people who did not follow his commandments, they died, went to eternal damnation. Now Christ came. In the Gospel of John chapter 1, it says that Moses came with the law, but Jesus came with grace. Jesus is a package of grace God has sent for us. Dear friends, that we have to be more thankful to God than the people in the Old Testament. The people lived before Jesus Christ. They had to perform so many sacrifices, so many offerings, so many laws and regulations and laws, rules. I mean, the Ten Commandments were very hard for them to follow. If you fail in one, you fail in all ten. You had to start all over. So what do? They go back and do the sacrifices and offerings again and again and again and again. It was a repetitious activity. Nothing has brought any final solution. Now, I am not saying that none of them were saved. Yes, there was a group. There was a some left, what we call a left. A group was left, a remnant, and the actual word for that I was looking for. Remnant of people, every century, every time, from the time of Noah, praise God, they were saved. Now, before Noah, how many people were saved? You know, Adam and Eve was forgiven by God. I didn't know that one time, but really I realized as I was growing in the biblical text and knowledge, as the Holy Spirit and through the other servants of God who taught me and mentored me, I understood that Adam and Eve was forgiven. Because for God came down and commit and performed a sacrifice in the Garden of Eden. Now, how do you know? Does it write there in lines that you can read it? No, it doesn't write there, written there. It's not written over in Genesis. All it is written in Genesis was God came in the cool of the day. Adam and Eve was hiding behind the trees. And God called Adam, "Where are you?" Adam said, "God, I am hiding because I found I am naked. I can't stand before you anymore. I lost." He didn't say all this, but I am going to say this. He probably knew in him. He definitely knew he lost his glory. The body was covered by glorious presence. A cloth, I will call it. Praise the Lord. They were naked. Originally, they were naked. But they didn't have any earthly garments or clothes on them. But they had a glorious covering of, not to look bad. They were not looking bad. They were looking shining stars. The Adam and Eve were beautiful. Most beautiful people you will never have seen, or I never have seen. Amen. They lost it. Their covering has been gone. Like, they found they were naked. Yes. Their eyes were open to see bad and evil, good and evil. Now the doors of the evil was open. All the disobedience they could do, which was not open to them before. Their realm of spirit, they couldn't see it. But now they can see how to do evil. Now they know how to do lie. Now they know how to do falsify. Now they even know how to kill someone, criminal activity. How do you know? Because their children, one killed the other. Because all the evil came into them from Satan. Once you surrender to Satan, Satan's nature will come over you, own you, own your soul and your spirit. It's all spiritual. The spiritual things, when happen to you, it will reflect on your body and your behavior and your action as your action. You start acting on it. You cannot see as the wind is blowing, but you don't know where the wind came, where the wind is going. Now, this is the spiritual. How spiritual is just like a wind. You can't see it, but you can experience it. You can hear the wind blowing, but you don't know where it is coming from or where it is going. So this is the same way Satan passed on. Satanic spiritual influence came on Adam and Eve. They just got it. They lost. They fell from glory. They can't stand before God anymore. So they hid themselves. Not only that, they picked the leaves of fig tree. They patched them together and put it around their waist. See, Adam and Eve felt nakedness first time. When they looked at each other, they were ashamed of themselves, even though they were husband and wife. They're all themselves, only animals, maybe. Maybe the animals even ran from their presence. When the sin came, when sin took over the garden, it took over the earth. The sin, power of that sin, the force of powerful evil, force of satanic influence, the sin which killing humanity today by war, by crime, by rape, by murder, all this, the war which is going on, I'm naming the one which Putin started to kill people in Ukraine, regardless of whatever boundary or a Russian-speaking people living in this area, so we have to have that part taken first. We got to have that part. No, that is not. The borders have to be mandatorily accepted. Don't cross the border with your weapon. Praise God. The same thing Hamas did in Israel. A peaceful nation was attacked on a beautiful holiday. Right after the holiday they celebrated. My friends, do you want to have people attack us on a Christmas day, on a Thanksgiving day? We don't need that. Why is this here? Because of the devil, Satan, Lucifer, who injected it into humanity. When humans sinned, they received all the natures of Satan. Before, you have been in the image and likeness of God. Image and likeness of God is goodness of God, the love, compassion, mercy, kindness, protection, you know, covering for another, protecting other people, protecting the everything else, loving and doing everything for you. You are kind and loving, mercy and compassion, and your nature of God. All the goodness of God is the image and likeness. It's a spiritual, and also what is in God. All the good things in God. There's only good things in God. There is no bad things in God. Only evil in Satan and all the things you hate. Everyone hates. That's in Satan. He passed on that to Adam and Eve. He received it. And they received it spiritually. They have it in their soul and their spirit. They passed it on to this generation. all the children of human being, no matter where you were born, in Africa or India or Japan or Korea or Vietnam, or what you call the third world country, or the European top country of, or Berlin or France or United States or England, doesn't matter how you beautifully you look, your appearance, your inside is filthy. If you are not received Jesus Christ and accepted, and your soul and spirit have been cleansed by the impurities that Satan has placed in you through your generation, your father, four generation to generation, Satan has took capture, made humanity his captivity. He is under, we have been one time in his captivity. He has taken over. Even today, the world is being taken over by Satan, but God is in control. Now, how can God control? God doesn't force his power on anyone. He just lets you go, just like Adam and Eve. You have your own decision you can make, your own choice you can make. You let him understand and decide what, who he wants you decide. He was a free will person and told him this and this and things are in the garden. Then these things you can use, this thing you cannot touch. I mean, you cannot eat. If you don't eat, why would you touch even? But anyway, this is the fault of Adam and Eve who received the advice and they took it. And the depth ruled over us. God declared, from the dust you have been taken, into the dust you will join. You will go back to the dust. See, that's not what God created him for. To live eternally with God. To have fellowship with God. To enjoy his presence. To have a beautiful, long, 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 long years, years and years. No ending. No death. Now death came. Death came on Adam and Eve. Praise God. Because of that, and we received it too. Praise the Lord. The natures of sin. Now, until Jesus defeated death and hell, human beings lived in fear of death. Now, let me say, you may ask me what happened to the people who lived before Jesus Christ. They have performed sacrifices and offerings, and they covenant with God, a blood covenant, that they were redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Now, Jesus' blood in the future, but they have a symbolical animal blood, a blood of the animal who are innocent. They were killed in place of the humanity. The sacrifices and offering conducted by their priests. The priests have done it for them and they followed all the laws and regulations. It is written in the book of Exodus and Leviticus. Now I am not going into that. That is not the topic here. We are talking about salvation, but Jesus defeated death by resurrecting. Now those who lived before Jesus, they looked forward to the Lamb of God coming. And in essence, we can say they look forward to the cross on Golgotha, the Christ suffering and dying, same way the animal was suffering and dying. Innocent creature died, their blood was shed, and God take it consideration as the death of his future, death of his son on the cross. The punishment have been paid. The wages of sin is death. But gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. The humanity have been relieved by the third day Jesus resurrected. His death paid the price for death penalty which God himself had demanded on humanity. By his resurrection from the dead, he defeated death. He said, he declared, I have the keys of hell and death. I victory, I win over because I am a son of man. Son of man. Why did this Jesus keep on saying in the Gospels, Son of Man came to save the sinners. Son of Man came to seek the and save the lost. Why would he say that? Well, he is standing with us. He is standing with the human in the human form to take the human sin on him and to die. When if he was heaven, if he was God, he cannot die and take the sin off on him and die for us. He probably can take the sin, but how could he forgive sins? He forgives sins just like flat out, doing nothing. Yes, actually God has done it, but you have to believe in this. He mercilessly allowed his son to be crucified. He mercilessly did not even look at his face. The world fell into darkness at 12 o'clock in the noontime. Praise God, the sun went to darkness. See, some guys, scientists' names say there was an eclipse at the time. Well, if there was an eclipse, it happened because God made that happen. That was a 6 hours. There was no light in the earth. Darkness fell. You know, there was an earthquake. It break the rocks, split the rocks. Even the tombs, the earth shook and everything burst open. I'm telling you, which is written in the gospel, which was witnessed by the Roman soldiers, which was witnessed by John the Apostle, which was witnessed by the 5 ladies, including the mother of Jesus, Mary. Amen. There were 5 Marys who they, with John the Apostle, witnessed the death. Also the centurion. Centurion is a captain of the 100 soldiers. He witnessed it. He said, he is really the Son of God. All these things happened at the death of Jesus. See, why God punish sin? My friends, if you are sinning today, if you're sinning today, you may ask me, what is the sin? You're sinning against your own body, which God created for the Holy Spirit of God to dwell in you, so you will have fellowship with Him. But you are using that body to drink alcohol, all the favorite special drinks on that alcoholic beverages. You're destroying your body because that's not made for your brain. You are tormenting your brain with that. You're smoking cigarette or I don't know what else, any drugs, and abusing your body. You are abusing your body, sin against God. You make your own judgment, punishment on you. You're creating sin against you, against your body, and against God. If you're doing unusual, unholy things, your lifestyle, if you are living against God's principles and laws, you know, your marriage life, your unmarried life, if any of those things, sexual impurity, sexual immorality, if you commit anything outside of the marriage or before, you are sinning against God, because that is not what God requires from you. He wants you to be keep holy and acceptable and perform sacrifices and offering and praises from you. So because Christ defeated death, He will give us also victory over death and eternal life. So the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law which Moses brought in when God gave it to Old Testament believers, which was saying, you do this, you are sinned. You do this, you are sinned. You are punishable, punishable, punishable. But Jesus came with the grace, praise the Lord, and forgiving your sins, regardless of how big it is, how small it is. God never asked you how many times you committed it, but this is only one time you confess, you got forgiven. The law says killing, killing, murder for the sin. But the love of God, Jesus Christ our Lord, saying that forgive it, forgive it, forgive it. Bible says the law came through Moses. Praise the Lord. Grace came through Jesus Christ. Now because of sin is forgiven, our sins are gone. Jesus said, those who follow, we also see this in Gospel of John. Everything I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Not only that, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Now, this is the word I am speaking to you. Like I said, you wanted to question, ask anything to me, just write email to me, P like Peter or like Robert, chackov@gmail.com. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, chackov@gmail.com. That is PR.chackov@gmail.com.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. And we're upholding the legacy of Phyllis Schlafly, a constitutional attorney and articulate voice for traditional values for more than 70 years. And now, from the archives of Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, here is Phyllis Schlafly.
Today is the birthday of someone who is relatively unknown to younger generations of Americans. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was born to a simple Russian family in 1918 after his father died in service to Russia in World War I. As a child, Solzhenitsyn dreamed of being a writer. Little did he know that he would one day be one of the most effective and well-known critics of the Soviet Union. He graduated from university with a degree in mathematics and physics, but soon was pulled into service for Russia in World War II. That became the beginning of Alexander's life-changing writings. In 1945, he was arrested for writing letters to a friend in which he was critical of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Solzhenitsyn spent the next 8 years of his life in prisons, labor camps, and in exile. He was eventually allowed to resettle in Central Russia, where he taught mathematics and again began to write. His first two novels were based on his own experiences in Stalin's brutal network of prisons. In 1964, post-Khrushchev Russia brought more cultural activities restrictions, and Solzhenitsyn lost his government-approved publishing privilege. He then printed his works through an underground network. Even as his work was suppressed in Russia, the international community was clamoring for his writings. In 1970, Solzhenitsyn was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature following the 1968 publishing of two books. Then in 1973, his famous work, The Gulag Archipelago, a historical record of the Stalin-era Soviet labor camps, earned him a charge of treason and permanent exile from the Soviet Union. I suggest that you read some of the works of this towering figure who stood bravely against Soviet cruelty.